Hiccup was hanging upside down, so the ticking thing had fallen out of his pocket, and it was now lying on the deck with Norbert's great big maniac foot on it.
"My ticking thing!" cried Norbert delightedly, untying it from Hiccup's wrist and clasping it to his chest. "And now, Hiccup," smiled Norbert, reminding Hiccup that he had more important things to be thinking of by pressing the blackened edge of his two-headed axe against Hiccup's throat. "As I said, I can't quite decide whether to kill you now or once we get to America. Understand?"
"Perfectly," gulped Hiccup.
"The Axe of Doom will decide," roared Norbert, throwing wide his arms,
wild cheers and stampings of feet from the bloodthirsty crowd.
"I shall throw it up in the air, and if it lands gold side down, you come with us to America. But if it lands black side down, why, if it lands black side down, you die on the spot," yelled Norbert the Nutjob. "How lucky are you feeling today, Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third?"
"Well, I've been thinking about that," muttered Hiccup, "and so far I reckon this has been just about the unluckiest day I've had in years."
"Oh, goody," grinned Norbert the Nutjob. "I hate waiting for my treats." "Throw the axe! Throw the axe! Throw the axe!" yelled the hysterics joyously. "Death or America!" shouted Norbert the Nutjob. "Death or America!" screamed the hysterics back at him.
"Death or America," groaned Hiccup, Fishlegs and Kamikaze. Hiccup closed his eyes as with a manic scream, Norbert the Nutjob threw the great axe high, high in the air. The hysterics scattered in all directions. The axe swooped upwards, turning over and over, first the gold side up, then the black. Up and up it soared. And then it seemed to hover for a moment before it began the plunge downward towards the deck. Was it the gold side down, or was it the black? Hiccup squinted anxiously through his salty strands of hair, trying to see.
"It's the black! It's the black!" shouted Norbert the Nutjob with mad glee. "Prepare to die!"
And with horror, Hiccup realised it was the black side plunging towards the deck. And there was absolutely nothing he could do about it.